Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Alright, so there's one number that you and I, as citizens of India living in this country, know is the magic number ki kuch bhi ho jaye. Is number pe fadafat call kar do, they'll take care of us. The number is 100.
Disha.
Now, what I've realized by virtue of this job is that... by the way, I'm Disha Roy. Hi, good morning. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM per quarter to nine. The weekend's here. It's a Friday. What a Friday. Leading up to a Sunday, which is going to be a cracker of a match. India versus Pakistan, the finals of the ICC Champions Trophy. Okay, so I was saying, what I've realized in many, many years now is that people are not very sure which number to call if it's a specific issue. You know, they have childcare numbers, they have women help numbers, there are traffic police numbers, there's lots of various numbers. But the police commissioner, Mr. Praveen Sood, he took a little time out yesterday, spoke to me and explained the new number 100 that's been inaugurated in our city, the beer capital. We're also looking for the best brewery in town to put up the Red FM ka thappa. But first, Mr. Praveen Sood.
Hello, good morning. This is Praveen Sood, Commissioner of Police on Red FM.
Welcome to morning number one again, Mr. Sood. If you can explain to me and my listeners in a nutshell what the new number 100 is.
Number 100 is a concept which is for one point contact with the police for all the citizens. All of you know that we have basket of numbers. We have one number for children helpline. We have one number for women helpline. We have one number for traffic related issues. Of course, we had 100 for police related issues, which were never accessible to public because of limited lines. Now we have increased the number of lines to 100 to cater to the requirements of 11 million people of Bangalore city. And not only that, not only we have increased the capacity round the clock 24/7, 365 days a year, but we have also merged all the numbers into single entity, that is 100. So people don't need to remember a basket of number, and all they need to remember is 100. And this 100 can be used for three purposes. One, when you are in an emergency, just ring 100. We promise that a call will be picked up, lifted up within 15 seconds. Actually, we are lifting it within 3 or 4 seconds today as of now. And we assure you that on an average, our Hoysala vehicle, when you are in distress, will reach the scene of incident within 15 minutes. Now, that is our promise to the citizens, 15/15, and we hope to do much better than this. That is one thing. When you have a traffic-related issue, all you have to do is after pressing 100, when they ask for pressing 1 or 2 or 3, you have to press 2, and the call will end up at traffic management center. And whether you want to file a complaint or you want to raise an issue of congestion, you can use this number to connect with the traffic police. And if you just need an inquiry, you need some information about police-related matters, you have to press 3. The call will land up at inquiry terminal. Not only you can inquire into any information, you can also, if you want to, suppose you want to go to the police station for doing some routine work, giving a statement or giving a document or giving some petty case or for some work in police station, you need not go to police station and wait there for hours without knowing whom you should be meeting. You can instead ring up 100, press 3, and then the num 100 will put you in a conference call with the SHO of the police station and advise you what time you should be going to the police station and whom you can meet. So this is a single point of contact for citizens. We used to receive about 400 to 500 calls a day. Today we are receiving almost 3,500 calls a day, but we can cater to as many as 8,000 calls a day. So my appeal to all of you is, please use num 100 for all your police related requirements.
And who's taking all these calls? Is it your own team, or who's doing this? Are you outsourcing it?
This call taking task is a very routine task. It does not require your police application of mind, and therefore I won't like to waste my policemen picking up the calls. So for the purpose of call taking, whom we call the communication officers, there are professionals. I believe we should not be doing the works which others can do better than us. So there are professionals who deal with it better. Try yourself and you will find a welcome note with num 100, Namaskara num 100. That's our tagline, Namaskara num 100. Try yourself and you will find that the service is better than you could have imagined.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the primary reason why you're doing this would be?
See, the idea is people go to police station They are made to wait there because the person concerned who has to deal with their requirement is not there. They would be out in bandobast. And then the bigger thing is people don't even know whom to contact. So there is a general hesitation in asking. Therefore, we are saying don't just walk into police. I mean, you are most welcome to walk into a police station, but better if you have some specific task. Suppose you have to go for verification. You need to give a statement or some documents. Why wait there? Just ring up 100, ask them. They will put you on a conference call with that police station and ask them what time you should be coming and when you should, whom you should meet. So this can just, we want to make police station visit a citizen-friendly experience.
There you go. 15 by 15 is the challenge, is what they're claiming, is what they're trying, is what they're attempting. Honestly, I hope you never have to use the number, but if you do, it's Nama 100.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.